Hey, welcome back. We're super excited again to have Dr. George Robinson in our studio as we talk about going out of the tower. George, what do we go out of the tower and do this week?
Yeah, in this season, I'm kind of building off of the concept of the core missionary task.
Right.
The IMB talks about how in order to live like a missionary, you need to have an entry strategy, evangelism strategy, disciple-making strategy, gathering strategy, then leadership development, partnership, and exit. And so this week, we're going to talk through an evangelism strategy called sharing your story in 15 seconds or a 15-second testimony.
Wow, that's great. Let's see how that works.
So there was a time in my life, Scott, that I was broken and without hope, but somebody took the time to share with me that God demonstrates his love for me and that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. So I turned from my sin, I trusted in Christ, and now my life's filled with hope and peace. Do you have a story like that?
I do, but I'm not sure I can make it work in 15 seconds. I hadn't practiced.
So I think if we looked at the clock here, that would come in right at 15 seconds. And so when you're talking about sharing your testimony as an evangelism strategy, oftentimes people will ramble on and on and on, and they haven't thought through it. And you end up not creating questions in the mind of the listener because you're carrying that story on. And so what I want to do when I'm starting a conversation is share that 15-second testimony, and it becomes an on-ramp into a deeper gospel conversation. So the 15-second story starts with looking back. What was your life like before Christ? Just think of two words or two concepts that define what your life was like before. My two words were broken and without hope.
Okay.
And so those two words, if I use those in sharing my story, they elicit questions on the part of the hearer. Okay, what do you mean you were broken? Mm-hmm. What does it look like to live without hope? And you're creating a connection point. Then you move to the middle part of the story, how you came to know Christ. And I tell people that, you know, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. And so I want to make the word central to my story because it's really not about me.
Right.
It's about the message of the gospel. So I drop Romans 5:8 in there. And I encourage people when you're sharing your story, whatever scripture verse that summarizes the gospel, drop it right into the middle and then show how you responded to that. And so I use the words turned from my sin and trusted in Jesus with regards to that message. And then finally, the 15-second story ends with how the gospel has changed your life or what I call bringing Jesus into the present tense. So a lot of people, especially here in the South, you'll talk to them about Christianity, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I did that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got to bring the gospel, bring Jesus into the present tense. How is the gospel affecting your life today? How does your relationship with God, how is that displayed through the way you're living today? And so my two words for that part of the segment are, now my life is filled with hope and with peace. And those correspond to the initial two words, broken and without hope.
Okay.
And so what that does, giving this short on-ramp of my story in 15 seconds, elicits questions. And then it also, I don't know if you noticed, but I ended with the question, do you have a story like that?
Yep.
And the reason I do that is because that then gives the person, whoever I'm talking with, permission to share their story. Whether it's like mine or not, now I'm able to hear where they're coming from and look for ways to connect and bring the gospel to bear on their life.
That's awesome. And 15 seconds is a kind of a non-confrontational moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a line at a movie theater, sitting next to someone on an airplane, anytime you just enter into some type of discussion, drop that in. Yeah. So I love that. That's great.
Yeah, I was at dinner this past weekend in Nashville. My wife and I went out to dinner. And one of the things in a post-COVID context that we need to do is thank people for being present.
Right.
Because, quite frankly, a lot of people have withdrawn in society, withdrawn from the workforce. You'll see signs all over restaurants that say, sorry, we're short-staffed. And so first thing I did is I looked at the server and I said, thank you for being here. A lot of people have chosen to kind of exit the workplace and you're here and like I'm benefiting from it. So thank you. And she was like, nobody has ever said that before.
Wow.
She said, why would you say that? I said, because there was a time in my life when I was broken and without hope, but somebody took the time to share with me that God demonstrates his love for me and that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. So I turned from my sin. I trusted in Jesus. Now my life is filled with hope and peace, and I want you to have a story like that.
Great. Love that. All right, everybody's assignment this week is to look back, look into the Bible, look into the present, and write your 15-second testimony, and then let's use it. And if you do that, send us a note somewhere. We'd love to hear your stories of how you used your 15-second testimony and maybe how God used that to challenge someone to trust Christ. Thanks for being with us, George.
You bet.